The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 553, Trees for Peace. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a musician and podcaster, and I share my love of Irish and Celtic music from around the globe with you. I want to introduce you to some amazing Celtic bands and musicians, and the artists in this show need your support, which you can do by buying their music or telling a friend about the band you found. You can find a link to all the artists along with showtimes and chapters for each song when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. So I am back from Texas, and as you can hear, I have no voice, or rather, I have only my sexy voice. So my apologies if my sexy voice turns you on too much. I was at the Sherwood Forest Fair, as you may have heard last week, and I had a wonderful time, but the allergens or whatever, I don't entirely know what. I assume it's the allergies that I was having out there. They just knocked out the voice, and hopefully it'll be back by tomorrow when I do my Coffee with the Celt Father show, but we'll see if I can make that happen. Today we are celebrating Earth Month. April 22nd is Earth Day. April 29th is Arbor Day. So I thought we'd celebrate our planet and trees with this very special show. After all, we are stewards of this planet, and I want to encourage you to find out what you can do to be a better steward of our planet. I found a great article on 7 tips to recycling better on the Earth Day website, and there's a link in the show notes, and I learned a lot about what I've been doing wrong and how I am now changing my behavior to recycle more effectively, a little bit more thoughtfully. I also want to invite you to check out the Carbon Almanac. It's a crowdsourced book and website designed to share easy, small changes that you can do to make a huge impact, and it was designed by literally hundreds of people around the world to address climate change, and there's even a book coming out in June. You can find out more about it at thecarbonalmanac.org. All right, we kicked off the show with the McDades. That was Oak, Ivy, and Ash from The Empress. Next up is Button Oak and the Polecat by Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer from Stones on the Ground. Thank you.
with the holly and the ivy, and there enthroned she'd hear the pleas of lovers vain and true. And there she'd sit serenely beneath the thorns upon the holly, and the creepers of the ivy, and the bending boughs of yew. One day there came before her, neath the holly and the ivy, an uncle and a nephew, and the woman both did woo. Betrothed to the elder, but beloved of the younger, and bitter thorns of holly grew between the two. The queen with rooted wisdom, like the holly and the ivy, said, "Lovers' hearts will cling like vines, no matter what they do. But blessed is the woman who accepts her wedded duty, like the strong and supple branches of the bending yew." And so she asked the uncle, neath the holly and the ivy, were he to have a choice, what day of wedding would he choose? To have a wife in summer, when all goodly things are growing, or wait to take his lover till the tree stood new? So the uncle cast his gaze amid the holly and the ivy, and greedily appraised the woman said to be his due. "My lady queen, I'll take her when the trees have bared their branches, and the nights are at their longest and diversions few." So Guinevere sat smiling neath the holly and the ivy, as maid and lover clung at what they thought was dreadful news. "My dear, you have your answer. You are free to wed your lover, for this man has loosed the bonds that you could not undo. For here where we are sitting, neath the holly and the ivy, is much the same in winter when the holly berries bloom. So go and have my blessing till the holly goes unclothed, and the creepers of the ivy, and the bending boughs of yew. These greenest boughs of holly and of ivy and of yew."
Thank you. there stands a hall. All bells in paradise, I hear them ring. It's covered all over with purple and pearl. And I love my Lord Jesus above anything. And in that hall there stands a bed. All bells in paradise, I hear them ring. All scarlet the cover, it over is spread. And I love my Lord Jesus above anything. And on that bed there lies a knight. All bells in paradise, I hear them ring. Whose wounds they do bleed by day and by night. And I love my Lord Jesus above bed. There runs a flood. All bells in paradise, I hear them ring. The one half runs water and the other runs blood. And I love my Lord Jesus above foot. There lies a hound. All bells in paradise, I hear them ring. That's licking the blood as it daily runs down. And I love my Lord Jesus above head. There grows a thorn. All bells in paradise, I hear them ring. That bloomed its white blossom the day he was born. And I love my Lord Jesus above anything. And over that place the moon shines bright. All bells in paradise, I hear them ring. To show that our Savior was born on that night. And I love my Lord Jesus above.
After Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer came Heather Dale with Holly, Ivy, and You from The Road to Santiago. Iona was after that with The Ash Plant, The Ben She, Brenda Stubert's Real, Concertina Real, and that is from A Celebration of 20, New Growth, and finally Nick Hennessy with Down in Yon Forest from Pebble and Bone. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening or what you are doing with your local Celtic community. email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. I haven't been posting many pictures just because I've been so swamped with the getting ready for this trip and whatnot, but Peter Bingston, he emailed, "Hi Mark, I've been neglecting sending you photos and feedback on what your listeners were doing while listening to the podcast. I listened to these two this afternoon. I've been on my computer using the Arizona Request to Speak system to provide my feedback to the state legislature. I'm giving them my views on which are the good bills and bad bills." Very cool. What do you do? Your civic duty, Peter. Thank you for doing that. Jim Whitfield replied on Patreon, "Hey Mark, thanks as always for running such an awesome podcast. I historically listened to the show while at the gym. Well, COVID really impacted my gym attendance. So with the pandemic waning, I've got a lot of catching up to do, both in podcast listening and in physical health. I'm upping my pledge, hoping to get access to the shows that are concentrated music. All the best, Jim." And answering the favorite song question, well, there are many, and I appreciate how easy it is to vote on Patreon. If I can give one shout out for a rare jewel, I found Talisk through the podcast. Episode number 400 was the first, I think. And now I get to go to their show in Berkeley soon. Yay! That's fantastic, Jim. Congratulations on getting to see that show. And I'm glad you're enjoying the voting. Of course, I'll tell you more about voting on the podcast and later on the show, but you can vote for your favorite songs in every show. And again, I really appreciate all your support of the podcast. We are getting closer to that Patreon goal that I set. Basically, once we hit $850 per episode, you will get a 3-hour special that's going to come the first week of June. And it'll also make a huge impact on paying the bills. There've been a number of new bills, things that I'm trying to improve with the podcast. So not only do I have a sound engineer, I also have a magazine editor, I have a graphic artist, and I also have a social media person. So there's a whole bunch of people that are coming together to make this all happen. And so I really need your financial support to pay the bills. So if you are able to give a little bit, please follow the 3-step instructions that'll happen in the next section. But let's get back to the music. Next up is The Har. They are brand new to the podcast. I think they featured them last week. And this is The Green Fields of Canada from their self-titled album.
Groves of shillelagh and shamrock, farewell to the weak girls of Erin all round. May their hearts be as merry as ever I wish them, when far, far away across the ocean I'm bound. My father is old and my mother's quite feeble, to leave their own country grieves their hearts sore, and the tears down their cheeks in great drops they are rolling, to think they must die upon some foreign shore. But what matters to me where my bones they may be buried, if in peace and contentment I spend my youthful life? For the green fields of Canada, they daily are blooming, and it's there I'll put an end to my miseries and strife. So pack up your sea stores, tarry no longer, $10 a week isn't fair. Taxes or tithes to devour all your wages when you're on the green fields of America. Mm-hmm. ashes, the handyman's gone, and the winder of creeds. Farway across the ocean travel journeymen, tailors and fiddlers who play out the old mountain reels. Farewell to the dancers and hopes now deserted, when tips struck the lightning in sparks on the floor, the paving and cringing of hobnails on flagstones, the tears of the old folk and shouts of encore. Forced us from Hearthstone and Homestead away. May the Crowbar Brigade be doomed to damnation when we're on the green fields of America. And now to conclude and to finish my ramble, if e'er friendless Irishmen chances my way with the best in the house, I will greet him and welcome at home on the green fields of America.
Thank you. mighty spear, the first morning of May. The newborn boy, what can that mean? The gowns are gay. She said to wash my lady clean, the first morning of May. I asked it father at her fine, the gowns are gay. To my will, if she would incline, the first morning of May. She said, her maiden head on
After the Har came Lunasa with the dregs of birch from Kas, then Avan Fair with the Gowans are gay from Tales of Love and Adventure, and finally Braes of Dunvegan, that's by Brad Reed from New Scotland. Vote in the Celtic Top 20 for 2022. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode. Your vote helps me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2022 episode. And I also, 2 weeks after the episode is launched, I compiled the latest Celtic Top 20 votes to update a playlist on Spotify and Amazon Music. These are the results of your voting. You can help these artists by following the playlist and adding tracks you love to your playlist. The newest bands added to the playlist are Runa and Emerald Rose, and you can find those Spotify and Amazon Music playlists. I know Spotify already has over 100 people streaming the music, which is really good because it means these artists are getting heard. So if you're over on Spotify, please consider following that playlist as well. It's being updated every week. And thank you, patrons of the podcast, because of your kind and generous support. This show comes out about 4 times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you hear episodes before regular listeners. You can also get music-only episodes and free MP3s when you become a Songhenger. And Songhengers will also get a bonus podcast, which is Stories Behind the Songs. So head on over there, make a pledge. A big thanks to our newest patrons, Florence S., Rachel Red, and Jean W. Now, here is your 3-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to songhenge.com. That takes you to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge each and every week and cap how much you want to spend per month. And number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. Thank you so much for your generosity. All right, here is Sire with Legacy from Sentinel.
said, "Who's a shoe?" A bluish and dark dish. Has women run? Thank you.
After Sire came Occam's Razor with the Mother of the Waters from Secret and Silence. Then Ayla Leonard with The Heart of the World from Foxlight. And we finished up the set with John McLean Allen with Amazing Grace from Stand Easy. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and if you heard music you love, please share this show and tag the artist on social media. Include the show time so they can quickly listen and enjoy. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. Musicians rely on your support so they can keep creating new music. If music in the show inspired you, you can buy their CDs, digital downloads, shirts, pens, and other merch. You can follow them on streaming and see their shows. More and more Celtic musicians are on Patreon, just like this podcast. And of course, I always appreciate it when you drop artists an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Get Celtic music news in your inbox with our Irish and Celtic Music Magazine. It is a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. I'll be back next week. We're going to finish up the show with Spoil the Dance. This is Sheep They Bide from their album Returning Home, Sláinte. Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Subscribe through your favorite podcatcher or on our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.